Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square. And I won't care, cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
Matilda is Broadway's newest import from the UK, where it won a record-breaking 7 Olivier Awards. That's their version of the Tonys, including one for Tim Minchin, who wrote the lyrics and the music, and one for what Tim called the Little Twerps, the kids who play Matilda and her long-suffering classmates. Well, Matilda's here in New York, and the New York Times chief theater critic Ben Brantley is joining us on the line to tell us about it. Ben, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
The single line that leaps off the page to me in your review of Matilda is this one: the most satisfying and subversive musical ever to come out of Britain. That is high praise. What makes Matilda subversive, first of all?
Well, it's you expect it to be just a kind of nice children's musical. It turns out to have quite a bit of darkness in it, and I think better than any stage show I've ever seen, it addresses the fears that we all have in childhood. There are lines about the monster under the bed, but also particularly the anxiety that comes with going to school and feeling powerless before a real monster of a teacher, in this case, Miss Trunchbull. But also it's a fight for literacy, this show. It's about the importance of words and stories and putting them together as a defense against the horrors of childhood and a way of making sense of a confusing world.
So the basic story is it's a book originally by Roald Dahl, who gave us James and the Giant Peach and so many others. And it's the story of a 5-year-old girl named Matilda Wormwood. You've already mentioned the teacher, Ms. Trunchbull. I mean, these are very Dickensian names.
And there is, that's a good point. There is a Dickensian empathy for the vulnerability of children, with the vulnerability of children, and the sense of oppression that, you know, Matilda isn't, you know, working in a shoe blacking factory.
Right.
She's not an orphan or an urchin, although she'd probably be happier if she were an orphan. She has horrible parents who believe in the virtues of being loud, think books are the worst thing that a child could pick up, and really have no interest in her. So she develops this great interior life.
We're speaking with Ben Brantley, the chief theater critic for the New York Times, about Matilda, which has opened on Broadway at the Schubert Theater for an open-ended run. This is a little bit of the original London cast recording of the song Naughty.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story.
That's just a little bit from Tim Minchin's score to the Broadway musical Matilda, based on the Roald Dahl novel. That's a bit from the original London cast recording. Ben Brantley, the chief theater critic for the New York Times, with a rave review of it in the Times and on the line with us. And you do mention that the kids have been working on their accents for the American version. They're not British, I take it.
No, I think most of them are not. I mean, there may be some binationals among them, but they do the English accents very well, better, I think, than many adults do. There's a little problem with diction, I think, sometimes. You can't always hear the lyrics, which are terrific. I love that song, Naughty. Jack and Jill didn't stand a chance because they were written that way.
I
love that perception.
Yeah. We've actually heard that song before because I guess it was the Brit Awards last year where the cast came out and did that song. And I remember being actually quite taken with it. Not the sort of thing I would normally find myself kind of humming along to. But Tim Minchin, I mean, This is a guy who's... this is a big step up for him, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He was principally known for satiric songs and stand-up acts. And there are elements of satire, certainly, in this show against television, sort of dancing with the stars kind of fascination with gaudiness and celebrity. But there's real heart in it, too, which I would not have predicted on his work before. A song like When I Grow Up is so wistful and touching, and the songs written for Miss Honey, the school young school teacher who's Matilda's mentor, are really classic, with a little subversive touch, Broadway ballads of loneliness and sort of a hunger for love. So he came up aces with this.
Well, your colleague Patrick Healy there at the Times spoke with Tim Minchin about the music, and here's a little bit from the video that's on the New York Times website.
What Dahl manages is to somehow have kids thrown around by their hair, have kids, you know, beaten and shouted at and locked in cellars and denied an education and, you know, charged for their food. But he seems to manage to do it with this incredibly light touch, you know. And so the headmistress threw the girl by the hair out the window. The next day, you know, there's no sort of... And then in the hospital.
So the thing that strikes me, Ben, about this Roald Dahl story, as you've described it, and even the little bit we hear from Tim Minchin there, is he wrote this way before there was such a thing as reality TV, the internet. I mean, it's really kind of prescient, in a sense, to hear this kind of... storytelling about storytelling today.
Yes, it is. Although I think it's probably a more benign self-consciousness that Matilda has as the author of her own life. She's not trying to translate it into big ratings and then wind up, and I mean, if she did, she'd wind up, you know, a drug-addicted wreck at 15. But, there is an... It's remarkable how relevant its satirical touch is and what Dahl gave it, including the opening number, which is Miracle, in which all the parents, or in the kids, too. I'm a miracle. I'm the most special person in the world. It's that whole kind of cult of inculcating self-esteem in kids and saying you're the best thing there is. And then, of course, we meet Matilda, who gets none of that from her parents.
My mommy says I'm a miracle.
My daddy says I'm a special little guy.
I am a princess.
And I am a prince.
Mum says I'm an angel sent down from the sky.
My daddy says I'm a special little soldier. No one is as handsome, strong as me. It's true he indulges my tendency to bulge, but I'm his little soldier. Hop, two, four, three.
My mummy says I'm a miracle.
So we're talking about the musical Matilda on Broadway now, with music and lyrics by Tim Minchin, book by Dennis Kelly, and it's based on this Roald Dahl novel. It's at the Schubert Theater, an open-ended run. Who stood out for you, Ben, in the Broadway cast?
Well, Bertie Carvel, a man, plays Miss Trunchbull, known as the Trunchbull, a great villainess. I mean, for me, up there with Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. And it's a grotesque performance, but it's also a subtle performance. He has a way of... when Miss Trunchbull anticipates throwing the kids into Chokey, the horrible dungeon where they, you know, come out ashen and never the same, she just kind of wriggles her fingers in the air. I think I said in the review, like a mortician about to skin a corpse. There's something so ominous and strange and neurotic about her at the same time. She's the hammer-throwing champion of Great Britain and demonstrates her prowess by picking up a little girl by the pigtails and flinging her into the air, or that's the illusion we get anyway. She's a marvelous creation, and like everything in the musical, Carvel's performance, it's not loud. That's the incredible thing. It's not like, oh, I'm going to get you all. There's this kind of restrained, sinister aspect to it that gets under your skin much more effectively.
She sings a song called The Hammer, and again,
as
Ben Brantley just said, she was in her past life the hammer the hammer being not a literal hammer and nail,
right,
but the Olympic thing, the thing you hold on, you swing around, and you toss it. So this is Bertie Carvel in the role of Ms. Trunchbull in the musical Matilda.
As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer took off, did I change my grunt? From the grunt I had practiced for many a month. Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot. Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten. Not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed up above the stands, did I let myself go? No, 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 no. If you want to throw the hammer for your country.
Ben Braley, what a creepy little number that is.
Isn't that a great number? I love it going into that little kind of music hall lilt. If you want to throw the hammer.
So Bertie Carvel, is he a holdover from the original London cast?
He and Lauren Ward, who plays Miss Honey, the sympathetic teacher, are the only two that I know of who came over from, or the only ones that I saw in the London cast. And he's essential. Lauren Ward's very good, too, but I can't imagine anyone else doing the Trunchbull. It's a singular performance.
So is it able to be both dark and funny at the same time?
Remarkably, yeah, and it's a hard line to walk, but in a way that the Book of Mormon, for example, is both a satire of the conventional Broadway musical and a celebration of it.
Mm-hmm.
Matilda manages to be both sort of solemn and fearful, but also very witty. I think it would actually provide great catharsis for kids who are so scared of everything, often whether they admit it or not.
So for the proverbial kids of all ages, or will kids who are too young be a little too scared by this?
I don't know. I think you're taken out of the dark, as you are in classic children's entertainments like the Wizard of Oz or Oliver the Musical. I mean, we go into some pretty sinister places, but you never doubt that Matilda will triumph.
All right. Well, Matilda is currently triumphing on Broadway at the Schubert Theater in an open-ended run with music and lyrics by Tim Minchin, book by Dennis Kelly, based on the novel by Roald Dahl. We've been speaking with Ben Brantley, the chief theater critic for the New York Times. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.